that we all have in our lives. Each person sitting here in this auditorium has a life philosophy. I have one, you have one. There are times when I'm watching people, not necessarily anybody here, okay? You can lift your feet off the floor so you don't get your toes stepped on, but anyway. There are times when I watch people and I just have to shake my head. How they've got everything so messed up in their lives. I wonder how they survive sometimes as long as they have. Like I said, I'm not, you know, necessarily preaching at anybody here. If you come under conviction, that's your problem and the Holy Spirit's problem, okay? Because he's talking to you. But I don't know how some folks get by other than they have a lot of people helping them. It would be so much better if they would do what this verse I found in Matthew tells them to do. Because it comes as a command. It comes during the Sermon on the Mount. And it is probably the most important command that Jesus has given anybody. It was Jesus who was speaking. You find it in the 6th chapter, the 33rd verse of Matthew. And as Jesus was giving his Sermon on the Mount, he had been talking about what to think about tomorrow and all the days that would follow it. And he makes a statement. He says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." He was talking about eating. He was talking about clothing. He was talking about living. One of the biggest problems in people's lives is priorities. Priorities. What is most important to you? What is most important to me? But there's another priority that we have to consider. What is most important to God? They place, sometimes people, to establish their priorities, they place their appetites and their desires as a means of establishing priorities. Some folks wouldn't miss a sporting event in which they were interested, or some other kind of social activity. I know, and I have seen churches that on a particular Sunday, when they're playing the Super, or having the Super Bowl, that the church has a large screen TV at the front, and there's no message. The message is, "Well, let's watch the Super Bowl together." Wrong priority. Wrong priority. Now, spiritual opportunities might be neglected. That may not be a real high priority in a lot of folks' lives. And the excuse that they would use is because it's not a priority. And besides, church happens every week, and we can always go do something else, and we can go to church next week or the week after. Not top priority. Do you know what's wrong with that picture? Sure you do. They're not seeking the kingdom of God first. They're seeking their own will. And their will is their major priority. I really don't know why they don't have much love for God, but their actions scream to the world that they want their own will and not God's will. And folks, we all tend toward that, because before we become a born-again Christian, we're living for our will, and we get used to that. It's pretty comfortable. Church and Christian activities are not the top priority for most folks. I think everybody seated here this morning might be an exception. Oh, they have some really great excuses for staying away from church, but the same excuse doesn't keep them from going to work, doesn't keep them from attending their favorite movie or other activities. And you know what's the worst part of that situation? It appears that they're not even under conviction about priorities, about what should be first in their life. I've learned by personal experience that people tend to want to be with the people they love. Let me say that again. Think about it. People tend to want to be with the people they love. They want to be with family. They want to be with loved ones. Do they not love God? Do they not love Jesus Christ after what he did for them? What he's done for all of us. Do we not love him enough to make him a priority in our life? Let's consider for a minute what it might mean to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Now, what has to change in our lives, and we can all stand a little change, including myself, what has to change in our life in order to put God first? You know, the Bible tells us, confess your faults one to another. Now, I'm going to have to do a little confessing this morning. I'm not going to do much, so don't get your expectations up, okay? There are times when we do need to make adjustments to our lives. I think in order to answer the question, the question is, what do you and I need to change in order to make God our first priority? And I think to answer that question, we need to look at life as we are living it and as we are spending it. What plans do we have for today? I would have asked the question differently to make it more personal to you, but I need to answer the question myself. My answer gives me an advantage over most of you because I have a job that keeps me busy today doing what God wants me to do. But then I'm a pastor, and that's what a pastor does. But what are our plans for tomorrow? What do we need to change in our schedule for tomorrow? What does it mean to seek the kingdom of God first? What was Jesus' talking about before he made this statement, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." Jesus made this statement while preaching the Sermon on the Mount, and he talked first about all of the giving to the needy. He was teaching that when we give, that we should do it secretly. Only God should know about it. If we're seeking the kingdom of God, what do we need to give? And to who do we need to give it? Jesus was talking about food and clothing. Do we have food and clothing that we can give? Some of you ladies are doing that every day. You're putting food out there. And there are people who are taking it. And quite frankly, some of us wonder whether some of those folks who are taking it really need it, or are they taking advantage of us? But you know what? It doesn't matter. We don't have to worry about it. That's not our job to worry about that. That's not our job to think about. If they're taking something that God has told us, put it out there. If they're taking it, that's between them and God. And there are scripture verses on it. So it might cause some conviction. Most people don't get convicted if they don't have a relationship with God, because their spirit is dead. So, while preaching on the Sermon on the Mount, Christ talked about our, you and mine, giving to the people around us. Everything that God gives us is either for us to use or for us to give away. Now, it does mean that we have to get involved. Is the first thing that we think about in the morning, what am I going to have for breakfast? Or would it be more practical to ask, what can I do to add to the kingdom of God today? I'll have to admit, and this is where I have to do a little confessing, many times my first thought is, what do I have for breakfast? And yet God has given us a day. God has. We haven't earned it. We haven't done anything to cause it to happen. God just, he lets our heart beat. He causes us to breathe. He's put air around us that we can have got the oxygen we need for the rest of our organs and muscles to work. But do we need to think about what can I do to extend or improve the kingdom of God today? I try to make the things of God first in my life, but sometimes life gets in my way. I like to have Bible time first thing in the morning, but there are days when I get up later than I planned to get up. And those days, I don't have time to do the Bible reading that I want to do. So I put it on hold for later in the day. Then the phone rings, or someone has a problem, and they communicate it to me. And by the end of the day, I haven't done my Bible reading. You know how I feel about that? I feel like I'm now a day behind with God. Really, a day behind with God. And I think, well, I'll catch it up tomorrow. I'll do a double Bible reading. And you know, the next morning I get up and the same problem. And I realized as I was working on this message and as I was thinking about what Jesus said, there's some changes I need to make in my life. There are. And already, you don't know it, but many days ago, I started making the changes. People, we let life, we let the people we love sometimes become an obstacle to our relationship with God. We really do. We don't think of it that way. We love the person. And we just want to make them happy. We want to make sure that they've got everything they need. And in so doing, seek ye first the kingdom of God gets pushed aside. It does. And if we were honest with God, we would realize that our priority is not Him. It's life and the people we love. That's not wrong in itself, but it becomes wrong when God loses His priority status in our lives. I usually get up early and have my Bible reading to begin with. You all know I have a new wife. I love her very much. And so in the morning, I don't want to disturb her. I'd like to let her sleep in a little bit. So I don't set the alarm like I used to, because I think I can get up on my own out of habit. What are you laughing about? You're right. Unfortunately. So I've started doing something different, making sure that I am up first thing early and I'm getting my Bible reading done. Because just working on this convicted me. You know what? I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. And I would imagine some of you are having the same problem along the way. We need to seek ye first the kingdom of God, not breakfast, not a little more sleep, but we need to seek the kingdom of God. And you know where we're going to find it? We're going to find it right here in this book. And the only way we're going to find it is if we read it. Reading the Bible through every year. Not just reading, but taking note of what it says. I found a interesting passage this morning. Psalm 37, verses 22 through 29. Now, you don't have to go there right now. You might want to go there a little bit later. He's talking about us and God providing for us, taking care of us. So, we all have an enemy. And he has multiplied different ways of putting obstacles in all of our lives to keep us from our intentions. It's been my intention for years to read the Bible first thing every morning. And if he doesn't distract us, we manage to do a pretty good job of distracting our own selves. And folks, that's sort of sad. Life seems to be the thing that prevents us from seeking first the kingdom of God. What's going on in your life? Are there health situations? Are there other problems, financial problems, personal problems, interpersonal relationships that need fixing? Now here's where we have to be and what we have to do if we're going to put the kingdom of God first. We're going to have to plan ahead. We're actually going to have to make plans, just like we would do for a trip or for anything else that we want to undertake and set up goals. We're going to have to make plans. Plan to get up early. Plan to spend time in the Word. Like I said, if I miss spending time in the Word, I feel like I've gotten behind with God. That time is His, not mine. And it's just like if we had a credit card that we get behind on, we still owe it. And most of the time, we can't find time enough to fulfill our responsibility or our obligation to God. Oh, we try. We intend to do good things, but they just don't seem to happen. Life seems to be the thing that's preventing us from seeking first the kingdom of God. Do you think that Jesus knew when he told his followers that was what they were supposed to do, and it was put in writing, in this case by Matthew? Do you think he knew that you and I were going to have that kind of a problem? I think he did. That's why I think he said it. Now here's where we have to be and what we have to do. Yes, we're going to have to plan ahead. And the number one reason that we don't seek first the kingdom is because we either have wrong goals or we don't have any goals at all involving God. Yeah. Our goals should involve God first, but they usually don't. The days that I get the most done for the Lord is when I make a list the day before of things to do, and I can look at that list and I can check out, oh, I did this item, check. I did this item, check. Oh, here's one I've got to do yet. We need to plan. And we need to write it down. This doesn't work like it used to. We need to write it down where we can check it off. And at the end of the day, we see, well, I've got to do this and this and this tomorrow. That's going to be moved to up to number one. Or two or three. God always has to be number one. So we need to start planning and setting goals that involve God's kingdom. Screech! Let's stop for just a minute. Let's put the brakes on. And let's stop for just a minute. Let's ask this question. Because it's actually a very important question. You're all sitting here this morning. Do you really want to seek the kingdom of God first? Even if that's what Jesus said we are supposed to do. Do we really want to do that? Going to make life very inconvenient. It's going to change things. Realistically, I doubt, because I know myself, probably less than 10% of Christians want to do what Jesus said to do. Less than 10%. It'd be fantastic if we were a church that listened and then obeyed Jesus and everything that he said. You know, I've served the Lord for over 61 years now. And not once in those 61 years have I ever been disappointed because I did what God indicated I should do. But you know what? I am disappointed every time I do what I think I want to do. I am. Never once in 61 years has God let me be disappointed if I do what he says. Now, I've failed more times than I've obeyed. And I never did learn to feel good about failure. So, if I want to feel good and not fail, I need to be obedient to God. How about you? Want to be obedient? Having problems? For just a minute or two, I want to go to another scripture. Turn to Deuteronomy 5:7. Deuteronomy 5:7. Now, if we put something before God, what does it become? It becomes an idol. It becomes an idol. If we put something before God, it becomes an idol. Anything that is more important to you or carries priority over spiritual things is a god to you. You may not call it a god, but it comes before God, and it is a god in our lives. Let me add one more scripture. Okay, Deuteronomy 5:7. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Boy, what's that going to do to my breakfast? What's that going to do to my life? What's that going to do to your life? One other scripture. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And it said, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. And the day is the day of the Lord's return for his church. I can't help but notice, we have more people here on Sunday morning than we have on Sunday night. We have more people here on Sunday morning than we have on Wednesday night. I want to ask some questions. They're pretty basic. Do any of us, I'm asking myself as well as you, do any of us miss buying groceries for a couple of weeks at a time? Do we? Do you miss attending church for a couple of weeks at a time? And if the answer to the first question is no, we don't do that, buying groceries, and the answer to the second question is yes, about missing church, then the groceries are more important than worshiping God. How does that make you feel about your spiritual life? Do you have other activities in your life, like sports or other social activities, that you would not miss, and yet you intentionally miss gathering with your brothers and sisters to worship God? I think Hebrews 10 says we're not to do that. You're not putting God first if you're putting other things first. And that's not being obedient to what Jesus told his followers. Brings another question. Are you actually a follower of Jesus Christ? Folks, I'm not trying to badger or bully anybody. But there are times when we need to look at things through the prism of reality. What comes first, God or life? And for most of us, life comes first, not God, in actuality. You know, there was a time a short while ago where in my life, I was putting other things first. I got sort of sidetracked. And when I really, the Holy Spirit convicted me of this. And when I turned things around and put God first, everything was working out fine. But it meant I had to make some changes in my life. A minute ago, we looked at Hebrews 10, 25, and as a command from God's Holy Spirit, and it needs to be followed best we can. If other activities carry priority over corporate worship, then there's a problem with those priorities. God has to be first. And if he's not first, life is going to be messed up. There are going to be problems in more than one part of a person's life. The problems are going to affect the people close to you, and the problem is going to be spiritual, not social. I've spent the last 60 years dealing with spiritual problems, and some of them have been my very own. You do, you have too. There have been problems in your life that you have been made aware of. The Holy Spirit convicts you. And you try and change it. And it works for 2 or 3 days. Then we're right back to the same old problem again. There's no social fix for a spiritual problem. There is no social fix for a spiritual problem. Only God can fix a spiritual problem. We can't. You and I cannot fix a spiritual problem. It has to be him. And you and I have to let him fix it. Now, God will not fix a spiritual problem for us if we're not in the right place, if we're not where he wants us to be able to fix the problem. I really wonder about people who put other activities ahead of worship and fellowship. It's great to be with God's people. I look forward to it every day. Now, if you don't have any pangs of conscience because you are not with God's people when you're supposed to be, there's something wrong. And you need to let God fix it. It's a spiritual problem. When God set things up in the beginning, he made himself first. That's his priority. He's sovereign. Then he made the family second. And then he established government and society. You and I have to be absolutely steadfast in keeping the proper order. God first, family second, everybody else third. Do you realize that there are so many different ways that we can keep the kingdom of God in a priority status in our lives? I find that there's not enough time in my life to do all the things that need to be done for the kingdom. We need to be sure to do our Bible reading every day. We cannot expect to stay healthy and ignore our daily Bible reading. Folks, that is a mainstay, not for this body, but for our soul. And the soul, if the soul is healthy, nothing else matters. Nothing does. That takes setting aside a particular time every day. There are people that we should visit from time to time. And then there are the people who have medical needs or other needs that we should get involved with their lives. There are our daily chores that need to be done and attended to, and our personal hygiene to look after. There are obligations of accountability to the people that we love and our families. You know, by now, we're running out of time. We have to prepare meals and furnish help to someone who has a need. Folks, there's just not enough time to spare for personal desires if we put the kingdom of God first. If we don't have the right spiritual attitude, we can come to resent that. We can. We can actually come to resent it. If we're going to put the kingdom of God first, we cannot do without a written schedule. And you will find that if you write out God's schedule for you, and you don't stick to that schedule, you will begin to experience conviction from the Holy Spirit in your soul. Just like, I feel like I'm behind with God because I'm not being consistent in his word. Yeah, I actually get behind and I think, well, how am I going to catch up? How am I going to catch up? And I said, God, can we push the reset button and start over again? And for a couple of days it works. Then I get behind again. If we're actually going to put the kingdom of God first, we have to have a schedule, and he has to be at the top of it. We need to plan ahead. We need to think about what we're going to do for the Lord in the future. We need goals, godly goals, spiritual goals. We need to think about the opportunities that God may place in front of us. We need to plan for God's place in our life. Without a plan in advance, we will not be able to seek the kingdom of God first. Life is complex, and the enemy will distract us all the time. And if he doesn't, we will distract ourselves. We can't do this thing. If we're going to succeed, we're going to have to turn everything over to God to manage for us. It's going to be hard, because up to now, we've run our own lives. Might still be running them today. Seeking the kingdom of God first requires our surrender to the Holy Spirit all the time. Pride is the enemy to accomplishing that. Have you ever heard anybody say, "Well, I've got my rights"? Doesn't work in God's plan. Just doesn't work. So basically, the question I leave you with this morning is, will you humble your heart for the kingdom of God? And if you will, it will show in your daily activity. Father, forgive us, people. We're a needy people. We need you in control. And Father, in order for that to happen, we have to yield our will. Father, it's so easy to say, "Thy will be done." But it's so hard. For we frail, proud humans to put you where you belong. Father, through the power of your Holy Spirit, in these next few days, show us how to submit to you and your will. Show us how to make you a priority. Then, Father, give us the courage to step out on faith and do what you would have us do. And Father, we will have to praise you, because it is all about you and not about us. Thank you, Father, for loving us in spite of who and what we are. May your will be done in each heart, each life. And we will praise you, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.